I'm so happy you're all with us from Kids Cook. And can you please tell me, what is Kids Cook?
Gladly. It is an amazing nutrition, exercise, and cooking program. We are in 16 schools, 14 elementary and 2 middle schools. We are a not-for-profit, and we get the majority of our funding from USDA SNAP Ed, which is a very important federal funding source because it supports local nutrition, all kinds of nutrition education programs locally. So
that's great. Okay.
Kids Cook provides a very safe environment for kids to experiment and to explore foods.
So you actually come into classrooms, and let me see if I get this right with you kids. So some grown-up comes in your classroom, and then what happens when it's Kids Cook time? Somebody tell me. What's going on? Yeah.
We either have a tasting session where we eat foods, like fruits or vegetables,
mm-hmm.
or we do a cooking class where we cook meals.
And what are some of the meals that you've cooked in your class?
I'll probably say like Johnny cakes.
Whoa. All right. What's a Johnny cake? Somebody has to tell me what a Johnny cake is. Go ahead. Yeah. Tell us what a Johnny cake is.
A Johnny cake is sort of like a pancake. We learned about it in Kids Cook.
How do you cook food in a classroom that doesn't have a kitchen? I'm confused.
Okay. We bring the program to the schools. And we bring everything we need. We have stoves, we have all the utensils, all the pots and pans, all the dishes, all the food, and we bring it in. We actually travel sometimes in some of our schools. We travel from room to room on a cart, and in other schools we actually have our own room. And we prepare it prior to them entering the room, and we have a session where we talk a little bit about the geography of the area that we're cooking from. And then we do some nutrition. Compare the foods we are eating to the food groups, the five mm-hmm. food groups, and we talk about a nutrition focus. We do some exercise, and then we cook. And
Wait. Five food groups. We're talking the food pyramid here, but now it's the food plate.
Plate, yes.
And vegetables. Oh, somebody else tell
okay,
me. Five
you guys
food
tell
groups.
Them what
Come
it
on,
is.
Somebody knows. Go for it.
We have vegetables, fruit, grains, protein, and dairy.
Nice.
Wow. And so you all have written great essays about Kids Cook. Can you all tell me a little bit about what's on your essays? Yeah, Alejandra or Mariah? And yeah, go ahead, Alejandra. Is there something on there that you'd like us to really know from your essay that you think the listeners ought to know? Or Mariah?
I think that the listeners would like to know that Kids Cook doesn't only help us to eat healthy, it actually helps us to exercise as well.
What do you mean you exercise? So you eat, and then what happens? Yeah, somebody explain the exercise piece. Yeah, Khalees.
Well, before we cook or do anything, we exercise, and we use stretch bands, and we do cardio and jumping jacks before we do it.
Is this so you have an appetite? Is that part of it?
They just want us to know that the importance of exercising 60 minutes a day, every day.
So you do your exercise, and then the Kids Cook folks come in, and you make something wonderful. What have you learned in Kids Cook?
The Kids Cook teachers have taught us how to use different ingredients and different tools.
So give me an example of an ingredient that you now know how to use.
Vinegar, salt, flour.
So what are you using vinegar for?
Sometimes we use vinegar for when we make salads and dressings.
Mm. Is vinegar good for you?
Well, I'm not quite sure about that, but
I think it really is supposed to be.
But our Kids Cook teacher told us that it is good for you.
And so that must be the case. And I take it when you do Kids Cook, they're not coming in and making like peanut butter cookies.
No.
Everybody's a resounding no. And where was the sugar on your five food groups? I was wondering about that. Like, where does dessert fit in?
We don't really have sugar in the five food groups. However, some of the things in the five food groups, like fruit, do have sugar, like natural sugar inside them.
Mm.
We talk about something called sometimes foods, and those are the sometimes foods. Every food group probably has some sometimes foods, and those are things that you can have once in a while, birthday cake, ice cream, things like that, but not the kind of foods we want to eat every day.
What did you... That's a bummer, I guess, for all my sugar addicts out there. What did you all... what do you feel like you're getting? Do you feel like you know how to cook now? Do you feel more confident about cooking? And have you gone home and helped your families cook?
Yes.
Mariah, what have you helped your families cook? How has it helped you?
Well, sometimes if my mom makes a meal and she doesn't have fruits or vegetables, I'll try to make a salad or a fruit bowl or something so that our plate will be colorful and we'll have all of our five food groups.
Colorful. Is that part of it?
Yes.
Is having colorful food? Mm-hmm. Talk about that for a minute. What? How does that help?
I guess a healthier plate is always more colorful because you have like your greens from the vegetables and you have all those different fruits which are different colors. And then if you really get a healthy meal, then it's going to be lots of different colors.
That is so nice. I love cooking with different colors on my plate too. It's super important. Nancy, if somebody wants Kids Cook in their class or in their school, do you have room? Do you have enough money and stuff to go to different schools? I take it this is not something the school has to pay you for.
No, Title I schools, we bring the program to them.
That's pretty cool.
If they're interested, they can go to our website, which is kidscook.us. They can also find a contact on the website, or they can call us directly. They can work through their school. Mm-hmm. And have someone from their school contact us also.
And what grades do you cover?
We cover, right now we are in 14 elementary schools, and we teach all K through 5, and we have started with some 6th grades in middle schools.
That's pretty neat. And are you all allowed to use, like, knives and things like that? I mean, are they handing you food and saying, prepare this way? Sort of like a cooking show?
They teach us how to use the knives, like when we hold the knives, we need to pinch the handle and wrap our fingers around it. Mm. And that helps us to hold the knife correctly so that we won't cut ourselves. And we do an egg hold with our food.
An egg hold. Oh. Your hand kind of cupped, like you're cupping an egg in one hand.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That way you have no fingers sticking out that could... Believe me, I know about that. I think all of us know. I should show you my fingers. Well, that is so neat. Kids Cook can be in your school if you would like it to be in your school. If you're a teacher listening, just go to kidscook.us. And for those of you in the studio here, I just want to thank you all very much for coming up here. Is there anything we missed from Kids Cook that you wish we all knew about? Yeah, go ahead. Please.
Kids Cook is great because they teach us about different cultures, which is good because a lot of kids don't know about different cultures. They just know theirs. So when you go to Kids Cook, you can learn about what they eat and what they do in other cultures.
Was any culture that you learned about in this past year particularly had great food? Or did they all have
Pacific
really?
Northwest.
Really? What did the Pacific Northwest have?
They had salmon cakes and clam chowder, which I really like. I like clam chowder a lot.
Mm, wow. Well, I want to thank you all so much for being with us on the show. Nancy Neidel, Kalis, Alejandra, Mariah, Hannah Laura, and Adrian. They're all participants in Kids Cook in their school, and you can be too. Go to kidscook.us. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Katie.